Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Y'all know what today is. Today is Taco Tuesday!
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Y'all have great pulse of the city, and I really love listening to your show.
With John Lopez and Landry Locker, you're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
Could news from yesterday force the Texans to have to make a Deshaun Watson move sooner rather than later? We're diving into that now here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig. I'm Cody Stutz in for Landry Locker. John, I'm going to lay out what happened yesterday with Rusty Harden and ESPN, and then I need your opinion, and I need you to kind of walk me through this because I don't really understand why Rusty Harden did this or exactly what's going on. I do sort of see how people think Rusty Harden working on behalf of Deshaun Watson in a legal manner is also trying to help him in a professional manner. So Rusty Harden, Deshaun Watson's attorney, gave an interview to ESPN on Monday where he explained that 10 women have made complaints to the Houston police about Deshaun Watson. Some of these women are not among the 22 women alleged in the lawsuits that Watson sexually assaulted them or engaged in sexually inappropriate behavior. Harden said that we're fully cooperating with the police. We intend to fully cooperate with the National Football League when they want to interview Deshaun. But the NFL typically waits for criminal things to be settled before they start to take charge on their investigation. Tony Busby has explained that he's still pursuing 22 civil situations. What do you make of this report? Why is Rusty Harden telling ESPN this? Why did he feel the need on a Monday afternoon to volunteer that information to ESPN? What's going on here? I have a tough time figuring out exactly why this became news on Monday afternoon and why Rusty Harden decided to do this.
Let me tell you why I think it's difficult. It's difficult for anybody. It's not like I've figured this thing out. This is just my opinion, my theory here. Rusty has a fine line that he's walking. He has to send out every message possible, and he has been for a while. I know there's been long droughts of radio silence, so to speak. Not here, of course. Right. But so he has to walk this fine line of sending out messages, working on Deshaun's behalf to make it appear as if he didn't do anything wrong or he was caught in a situation that is being misinterpreted, and defend him from a legal sense. That's his first priority, whether it's the civil lawsuits or cooperating with the criminal investigation. So on the one hand, he has to be an advocate of Deshaun's innocence. Okay. On the other, he's hearing from Deshaun and Deshaun Watson's representation, and he's speaking with Deshaun's legal representation, and he's realizing this thing needs to come to an end for the kids' sake, for Deshaun, for the young man's sake,
for his personal and professional gain.
Right. So it's like, how does an attorney who's a defense attorney help him in a professional sense? Well, this is one way, just sort of candidly saying, yeah, it's not 8, it's 10, and two of them are not even in the civil case. So let's keep this in mind, too. Now, the NFL now realizes that it's 24 women. It's not 22 women.
Correct.
It's 24 women levying some level of accusation. So in a weird way, he's advocating for a Deshaun Watson trade while he's defending him in a legal sense.
Rusty Harden also told ESPN, and I'm not sure exactly how Rusty Harden would know this unless, I don't know, Deshaun Watson's people told him this.
Right.
Rusty Harden said, quote, "Teams are ready to jump now if the Texans would trade with them, even while all this is pending. There's no question that teams, numerous teams, are still interested. The ball is in the Texans' court," Harden told ESPN.
That's what I'm saying. That was what tipped me off. It's like, he's like, I got to defend him. I got to hold him up as an upstanding person otherwise, and that he's caught in this bad place. I've got to be able to make all this stuff go away, maybe even win a court case. At the same time, get him a job. And that's a difficult thing for a position for Rusty to be in.
Here's the tough part about what Rusty Harden told ESPN, what was said, and how this helps or hurts Deshaun Watson that I can't quite put my finger on. Wouldn't it be a negative addition to the conversation that there's now 10 women talking to the Houston Police Department? Oh,
absolutely.
And there are two new ones that none of us know anything about. We don't know who their attorney is. We don't know if they're going to levy anything against Deshaun Watson mm-hmm. in a civil sense. This is obviously a criminal sense when they're talking to the Houston Police Department. It's gone from, yeah, we know one talked to the HPD because they started this in April. And Busby's mentioned that a handful others have given statements. But now we're at 10. Like, mm-hmm. we know the number is 10. So when Rusty Harden says, yeah, there are teams still ready to trade for him, even with all this pending, yeah, they might be willing to trade for him with all this pending. But you didn't make it any better by explaining there's 10. Now, at the same time, is it better for Rusty Harden to let us all know there's 10 instead of, you know, Joe Blow reporter finding out, hey,
Busby.
There's, you know, or Busby saying it, or where, you know, where Busby gets to put his spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would suppose so, but I don't see how this. Let me ask you this. Let me mm-hmm. put it this way. Does this simultaneously not help Deshaun Watson, but also hurt the Texans? Because that's what it feels like to me. I don't believe what Rusty Harden did yesterday significantly helped Deshaun Watson. I believe it just made things more difficult for the Houston Texans.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. In a weird way, he's working as Deshaun's agent trying to leverage a trade while defending him. That, to me, my opinion, my theory, not necessarily, you know, having spoken with anyone in Rusty Harden's camp, I think it's clear as day, because you just said he even talked about, oh, yeah, there's other teams that are ready to deal for him. Here's the other thing that hurts the Texans. I mean, when this first came up, that Deshaun Watson was going to end up in camp, I said it's a power move. And some people did not like that term. Like, how do the Texans lose leverage? This is how. Rusty Harden also pushed forward the notion by saying that criminal charges are still in play. They have not gone away. Not only are they still in play, it's not 8 women, it's 10 women. Who does that hurt the most? You can't really hurt Deshaun Watson's, you know, reputation on this front very much more. It hurts the Texans and helps everybody trying to deal with them.
Well, I think you have to break that question up into two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Who does this hurt the most? Well, it hurts Deshaun Watson because he might go to jail. Like, that's what I...
Well, but anymore, I should say.
Here's what I think, the way I think you really want to ask this. In a football sense, who does this hurt the most?
Exactly.
It hurts the Houston Texans because the more of these criminal... Civil's one thing. The more of these criminal things that pop up, the more potential for a criminal investigation, the more potential for criminal charges, the more difficult it becomes to trade Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Period. Next one, the more difficult it becomes to trade Deshaun Watson for what you want to trade Deshaun Watson for.
Right, and it's ammunition for anyone who is now taking those calls publicly, reportedly, and the Texans are very, very interested in taking those calls. It's more ammunition like, look, man, you know, we got to do some sort of conditional draft pick. You got to lower the price, something like that. It was absolutely a power move. I think that's being proved true. And it's getting even worse for the Texans with this.
Do you get the sense Deshaun Watson would be happy to just ride out whatever the NFL levies against him as long as he's just not doing it in Houston?
Mm-hmm.
As long as he knows he's in he's going to be in a Broncos uniform or a Dolphins uniform or just not a Texans uniform when it's all said and done. Because, like I said, I don't believe Rusty Harden drastically improved Deshaun Watson's situation at all yesterday. Mm-hmm. In fact, he made it more difficult for him to leave if the Texans are going to hold firm on what they believe to be his value. And really what I also believe is happening too, John, is we talked about this yesterday. We had a couple of different scenarios. We had like a do-it-now scenario. We had like a into training camp during the season scenario. And then we had sort of what I was in favor of, which was the long one. Mm-hmm. Wait it out. What happened yesterday with Rusty Harden and ESPN, where he says, hey, there's 10 criminal, there's 10 women who've talked about Deshaun Watson to the police, giving statements. It's really eliminating that middle ground. It's eliminating the middle. So you either wait on all this or you do something now. You got you do something now. Because if I talked to Nick Caserio yesterday as an opposing general manager and I said, well, I'm going to do this, and I'll trade for Deshaun. And Caserio says, let me think about it.
Yeah.
I'm calling him this morning and letting him know.
You are 100% right.
Hey, by the way, that deal's off the table. We got to do something different. We got to change this. We got to change this. You're not getting this player. You're going to get this player instead. Right. Like the value of the player as far as a football player has not changed. The value of the member of the organization has changed because the more this criminal stuff lingers, and by the way, if the NFL is going to wait until criminal stuff is finished, Deshaun Watson may play the 2021 season and may miss the 2022 season.
Correct. And that's why I asked you and Figgy before the show, as much as it has seemed unlikely, could the Texans be forced to settle maybe not pennies on the dollar, but quarters on the dollar? Because if criminal charges do come, and that could happen at any point, we don't know. On top of his deposition not being scheduled until February 22nd of 2022 in the civil case, I mean, that does not exactly help their trade cause.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't, and it's a really fickle position that the Texans are in. Because if one of the best attorneys we've seen in recent memory, Rusty Harden, is able to successfully defend Deshaun Watson and the Texans have traded him, and then this gets settled or goes away and there's no criminal charges and the NFL investigation is, oh, okay, well, we'll hit him with six games, and the Texans have settled in a trade negotiation, or the Texans didn't wait, or they took what they believed was always going to be the best offer and it ends up not being what could have been the best offer. It's a really great situation for Deshaun Watson because he got what he wanted. He's out of town. It's a really bad situation for the Houston Texans because they would have settled for a lot less than what we believed they could get. Ultimately, you can only get what people will offer you.
You only get what the market commands.
Right.
Yeah, and the market commanded a lot more early in the process last February. That's pretty much off the table. That's why I've said to you and to Landry and Figgy, we will never know if the Texans got a good deal on the Deshaun Watson trade, because we don't know what they could have gotten in the past. I think we all can pretty much agree now they're not going to get now or in the foreseeable future what they could have gotten, but we don't know what it would have been. You know,
I also think about this way. If Nick Caserio made the trade, say, late March, before Deshaun Watson's legal things started coming to the forefront, if Nick Caserio made the trade, there would have been thoughts, ideas, and criticisms that he made too fast of a trade and that he did not try to extrapolate and mine Deshaun Watson's value to maximize it. So it never made sense for Caserio to just take one of those offers, because it's not like he knew all this was coming. Now, if he did and he didn't just ship him off, bad job.
That's on him.
That's a terrible job by Nick Caserio to make it then someone else's problem. But I believe Nick Caserio did not know. So he was trying to extrapolate the most. He was trying to get the most out of Deshaun Watson's trade value.
But one thing we do know is at that time, it was absolutely a seller's market. Absolutely a seller's market. It is now a buyer's market. And, you know, whether he knew or not, after all this stuff has happened in the last few weeks, and especially the last few days, we would be considering Nick Caserio a genius for getting what he got, no matter what it was.
Waiting becomes difficult, too, because something that happened yesterday in the NFL makes it difficult to wait, because this guy is going to be available, it seems, next offseason as well. And, well, the Texans might play a key part in his availability. We'll talk about that next here in the Loop Sports Radio 610.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Who knew this Texans player would be the key to it all?
What?
Exactly. This Texans player would be the key to fixing everything that was wrong in Green Bay.
Oh, so, that guy.
Talking about that now in the Loop Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, thinking in the normal spots. I'm Cody Stutz in for Landry Locker. John, Aaron Rodgers, after all that posturing, after all that flexing, after the uncomfortable offseason, the attempted hijacking of the first round of the NFL draft, Aaron Rodgers is set to still be a Green Bay Packer this year.
So soft. Soft.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
WFT.
He didn't quit.
No. He got what he wanted.
He got what he wanted. They're going to make some concessions to Rodgers, the Packers are.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to knock off the last year of his deal, the 2023 deal. They're going to keep the 2022 deal on there. And basically what it is it's a similar agreement, not oh so different from when Tom Brady was given the agreement, you know, with the Patriots, that basically he could, you know, have a say in where he was headed in the future. Okay. Now, why is this important to the Texans, and how do the Texans come into play? Well, Trey Wingo threw out on social media yesterday that one of the contingencies about Aaron Rodgers coming back to the Packers was they had to trade for Randall Cobb. The Packers had to go trade for Houston Texans wide receiver Randall Cobb.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Aaron Rodgers really wants to play with a buddy of his. And if you follow the Rodgers story closely, there's been some comments and some rumors about how Rodgers is unhappy with how they've handled personnel, and players that he's liked over the years have been shown the door. There's a famous story about Rodgers praising a backup tight end that they had, and the Packers cut him the next day, cut the backup tight end the next day. So it's not crazy to think that this is something Aaron Rodgers desperately wants.
Right.
Randall Cobb is certainly not a bad football player, but he's not the Randall Cobb that Aaron Rodgers used to play with.
Right. Like he remembers him from high school.
Familiarity.
Then you open his Facebook, you're like, ew.
Oh, what's happened?
That's her.
Oh. And the Texans, with the addition of Anthony Miller over the weekend, Kiki QT still in the building, and several other veteran wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to just not have Randall Cobb and add some sort of asset.
No, absolutely not. No, you do this in a heartbeat if you can. You get the most you can, and you do it, and you send him to Green Bay. I mean, obviously, you can't fleece the Packers. A lot of people out there, okay, just send him, send us a first, and he's yours. Sure, yeah, I wish.
Yeah, right. If only it were that easy.
Yeah. But absolutely 100% you do it. It kind of makes Aaron Rodgers look the worst in the whole thing.
It's a very strange request. Obviously, a lot of the requests make the sense, like, hey, help me have a say in my future because I don't want to be here. You know, let's give it a go, 2021.
Yeah.
There's no choice for us to do anything but that, but I don't want to be here long term. So those make sense. Get me Randall Cobb is sort of it's like, what was it, Motley Crue used to have the brown M&M rider.
Yeah.
We have to have a bowl of brown M&Ms.
Mm-hmm.
I have to have a Randall Cobb.
Got
to
have, no matter what. I do get it on one sense, though, even though I don't think Randall Cobb, he doesn't realize, you know, Randall Cobb is not the same guy as you mentioned. We all have those. Tom Brady made a lot of guys a lot of money because he had favorite receivers.
That's true.
You know, Aaron Rodgers can do the same thing. Maybe he can get the most out of Randall Cobb. I don't know what the most is, though. And at this point, I fully expect the Packers to give him whatever he wants because he's gone after this year anyway.
Sure. And then they have a chance to compete for a championship in 2021. So, yeah, make the guy happy. Now, that's all short-term stuff. That's all something that, you know, Packers front office will have to call Nick Caserio. He'll have to say, you mean Randall Cobb? You want
Randall Cobb?
That Randall Cobb?
One with two all L's?
You sure you don't want Kiki QT instead? Or, you know,
yeah.
We just got Anthony Miller. We're not going to trade him.
Yeah.
But the long-term ramifications of this is the way Aaron Rodgers' contract is now set up, the ability for him to have a say in where he heads in the offseason. If the Texans don't make a Deshaun Watson trade in training camp, if they don't make a Deshaun Watson trade during the 2021 season, and the, you know, Deshaun Watson bidding process is open next offseason, it stands to reason now that there will also be an Aaron Rodgers bidding process, which hurts the, you know, if there's more assets available, star quarterbacks, then it becomes, which one do you want? Is Deshaun Watson's legal situation finished? There's not going to be seemingly a legal situation for Aaron Rodgers, although he is kind of a weird guy. That's not a legal situation. That hurts the Texans if they have to trade Deshaun Watson in the offseason, and Aaron Rodgers is looking to move teams too.
You have to look at it like this. What teams in 2022 are going to – by the way, I did your homework assignment.
Good.
We'll get to that later.
Yep.
And I'm looking at that list right now because you have to ask yourself, when Aaron Rodgers is available in 2022 – and perhaps, I doubt it at this point, but perhaps Deshaun Watson is available in 2022. What teams are in complete win-now mode? And certainly Deshaun Watson could help them, but Aaron Rodgers, you know, could pull a Tom Brady and take him to a Super Bowl. It's teams like the Saints. It may be, for all we know, the Bucks.
Before you go team by team here, I think the best way to describe this, the best way to set it up would be this. You remember the old Venn diagrams? You
know, the cross circle.
The circle over here and the circle over here and then parts of the circle overlap. And then that's okay, well, the left side's Aaron Rodgers only. The right side's Deshaun Watson only. Those are very sparsely populated places. Because the overlap is, if I would want Aaron Rodgers, I probably would consider having Deshaun Watson on my team,
absolutely,
too. And vice versa.
It's those teams that
are right there.
Right there. I the Saints keep coming to mind.
The Saints.
You know,
the Washington football team,
although they're built a little bit for longer time, I think they would take either or there. Maybe the Steelers.
Yes. If there's no Big Ben long term, certainly the Steelers might be interested in one of those two guys.
So it does. We don't know how much it will, but it does affect if those two things are true and Rodgers is on the market and Deshaun Watson is still available. It does. It does affect the Texans.
The best way to put it is if I have a unique asset, and I'm the only one that has that. I get to dictate the price, mm-hmm. whereas if there's two unique assets, in this case Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson, the price is different, but because the price is different, the other asset gets to sort of affect my price.
Right, right. What about the Colts?
Yeah,
if Wentz doesn't work out.
Certainly a possibility that Carson Wentz doesn't work out long term.
You got a division that's for the taking. Texans are down. Jaguars are young. Titans, who knows? New offensive coordinator.
I mean, look, we can go through a lot of different teams, and there's really only a handful that just wouldn't even have the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, Josh Allen and the Bills, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, Kyler Murray and the Cardinals, so on and so forth. There's only a handful that would say no.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth a conversation for almost everyone in the National Football League that's not set long-term at quarterback or believe they have their guy.
Yeah.
So you might get a team that thinks they're only in on Aaron Rodgers, works themselves into we got to have a quarterback, doesn't get Aaron Rodgers, and then you find yourself with that team calling you about Deshaun Watson. A la what the Bears did this year,
mm-hmm.
where they tried to get a bunch of different quarterbacks, they couldn't get anybody, and then they worked themselves into thinking they needed Justin Fields, and they went up and traded for him. Traded first-round pick next year for him.
No, I honestly don't think that's going to happen. John McClain will be joining us in about 3 minutes, and I know he's going to have a lot to say about what has transpired in the last 48 hours or more. But I think there are a lot of teams that would take either or. I just don't think Deshaun Watson is going to be around much past the start of the regular season.
Well, then there's an interesting argument for that too. If you thought there was any chance Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers weren't going to bury the hatchet and he could move ahead of 2021, that's done.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is playing for the Packers in 2021.
Yeah.
So
he and his man bun showed up this morning.
He looked like a total goofball. Just a goofball. But hey, you know what? I'm not worth $50 million.
He can get away with it.
How much you think?
50. His career earnings is over 100.
Yeah, but he had to spend some of it.
Man, put some in the bank, man.
Well, it's not like he gives any to his family. He don't even talk to him.
This is true.
Like he has to share with them. It's a good point. I mean, the Broncos have been the team that has just been, oh, they could get Aaron Rodgers right now. They could do the Aaron Rodgers deal. Broncos. I'd call John Elway, just even though I know he's not the GM anymore.
Because he might just drunk say yes.
Yes. I'd call John Elway.
Deal. We'll trade Javon Miller.
Case Keenum. Keenum. I'm sorry.
So, I've been in the combine once. Mm-hmm. McClain's probably got 100 of these stories we could ask him.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in the combine once, you know, popping around these various restaurants.
Yeah.
There's one restaurant went to in there. I mean, Sean McVay's over in the corner holding court, 3, 4, 5, most gorgeous women you've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Irvin's taking a picture of everybody, playmaker, you know, having a blast. You got a couple other executives sitting around. The only cat that's walking around looking a little disheveled, maybe had too many, John Elway.
Go figure.
Yeah. So I'd call John Elway and be like, you're still the GM, John, right?
Call him about 11:30 at night.
Yeah, there you go. It's the perfect time.
Just spitballing here, John.
You guys got 3 firsts, right?
Yeah, exactly.
3 first-rounders. That's a good start. Sure. The General John McClain will join us. Plenty to get into. You know what we're going to ask him about.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Texans hoping Deshaun Watson would show up? Were they mad he showed up? How does that conversation even go? Where does David Culley fit into all this? I have lots of questions for John. He'll have lots of answers for us. You don't want to miss it next year in the Loop Sports Radio 610.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It, presented by Westside Lexus. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
Landry Locker still out. Cody Stutz in with him. In with him. Not I'm with him. In for him.
You can do it. You can do it, Cody.
I'm a professional. John Lopez, Figgy in the normal spots. And it is a normal spot on a Tuesday. The NFL Hall of Fame. The General, John McClain, brought to you by Horn Solutions. John, good to see you. You have reported for duty.
I have reported for duty. And, Cody, it's good to see you. John, always good to see you.
Yes, sir.
I hope you guys are doing very well. I was thinking, what an exciting time in Houston. Texans report for camp, and I don't care how bad people think they're going to be. They are a fascinating team. They've created a lot of national interest. I can't tell you how many talk shows and podcasts and Zooms I've done since Sunday morning. And the Olympics are going on, and we've got David Barron covering them. The Rockets come up with a second pick in the draft. And the Astros, let's see. The Astros were on the verge of winning their 6th of 7, leading 7-0, and then they blew a 7-run lead for the first time since 2000 with a pathetic performance. They just choked like crazy against the worst hitting team in the league. It was awful. And if Jim Crane doesn't tell James Click, I don't care what you do, you get me some relievers who can help Ryan Pressly, who's all we've got, because that bullpen, it might be good that it happened.
Oh, ultimately, I think absolutely Click, we will.
Let me ask you guys, would you trade Chaz McCormick for a reliever? I'd trade Miles Straw in a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
Trade, well, then that would be the player if I'm looking to make a deal with the Astros, and I see what McCormick has done in limited at-bats. That's the guy I want in the field. Not sure about minor league pitchers, but that pen has got to go.
We will absolutely get to that. But let's not bury the lead here. You're a professional of more than 45 years here, John. I think 45 is about the right number.
45 on the NFL. I'm working on my 50th, counting 3.5 years at the Waco Tribune-Arrow.
All right, so let's not bury the lead. A lot has happened since Sunday morning, minding my own business, drinking my coffee, getting ready to make some barbecue sauce, and all hell breaks loose. From the moment that Deshaun Watson, it was reported that he is absolutely – I know you've been saying it, but it was reported, you know, it was officially saying he is going to be in camp, to the latest last night, Rusty Harden talking about 10 criminal investigations.
Why would Rusty disclose that?
I'll tell you in a second, but I want to get your thoughts first. Everything that has happened in between from that moment until Rusty Harden said that, what is your sweeping headline here? What is your sweeping takeaway from what it means?
Watson has been on the market for months. For some reason, some people nationally act like the Texans are just now willing to trade him, which is not right. He's been on the market for months. There have been no offers because of the 22 lawsuits. And as we now know, because of Rusty Harden, 10 people have filed criminal complaints, and the NFL investigation and possible suspension from half the season to the season. So teams have not made offers, and they're not making offers now. They're calling to find out, what do you think's going to happen? And they were, Nick Caserio wanted three number ones before the draft. Well, that was a long time ago, because a lot of teams have filled their needs at quarterback. A lot of teams want to see what they got in quarterbacks. Two good examples, Giants and Lions, two number two picks in 2022. What happens if Daniel Jones and Jared Goff aren't the guys they want? So there's a lot of possibilities. But they would trade him yesterday if a team would give them a good offer, but it's not happened. And it just continues to create more controversy. I think, you know, I would pay him to go away and say, you don't pay him, you just don't find him.
Right.
And he only showed up for to save the $50,000 a day. And when you've been paying Rusty Harden, one of the best and most expensive attorneys in the country, for 5 months, think how much that is, how those dollars are piling up. So can't wait tomorrow to see if he's going to be on the sideline, stays in the dressing room, comes on the field. And if he goes on the field, everybody needs to be reminded, 2017, he was on the field, didn't get touched, took two steps after tossing the ball, blew out his ACL. And when you want to trade a player and he wants to be traded, you better not have him on the field.
John, Watson's been on the market for months. You said if there was a good deal, they'd pull the trigger. What do you have a sense of what they consider a good deal? What would get the Texans to make that move? And then essentially it would be another team's problem with Deshaun Watson's off the field legal issues.
You would think of the criticism you'd get if you traded for a guy who didn't have these legal issues resolved. Before the draft, there's at least eight teams, and there may have been more. I only know about eight, and I threw an extra one. If there were more, wouldn't John Gruden be interested? Wouldn't he rather have Deshaun Watson instead of Derek Carr, considering he's yet to have a winning season in his since he came back to the Raiders? But anyway, before the draft, and they thought that when they opened negotiations around the 1st of April, once they got through free agency, then if you get teams bidding against each other, like the Jets and the Dolphins and the AFC East, and they thought they can, and you see Trey Lance got three ones for the 49ers, that they could get over the next two or three years, drafts, three ones, two twos, and a defensive starter. And then, of course, the lawsuits piled up. Everybody withdrew their interest, put it on hold. They were still interested, but they wanted to see how it played out. And so now, when four of the teams that were interested used their first-round picks on quarterbacks, I don't see them being involved. You know, teams like the Giants with Daniel Jones, Lions with Jared Goff, Dolphins with Tua Tagovailoa, those teams, or maybe the Raiders with Derek Carr, Eagles with Jalen Hurts, they want to see how their quarterbacks are going to do this season. So if you waited till next year's draft, that would be the best time. But then you run, can't play him, he'll never play here again. He wants out. They want to trade him, but they need somebody to step up. And maybe somebody says, hey, we'll give you a second-round pick to take all his problems off your hands, and we'll worry about it. And Caserio's not going to do that, because when all is said and done, he's still a great quarterback coming off a tremendous season. And but man, I don't see any being any closer to a resolution than it was 3 months ago, and I can't wait tomorrow to see if number four walks out there with his teammates.
Desperate teams. I'm sorry, Cody. Go ahead.
I have one quick question. You don't see it in being any closer. Has it gotten further away from being a resolution, or is it still roughly in the same spot?
I have no clue. That's okay. Up to the attorneys. The only thing I know is what Rusty Harden and Tony Busby put out there, and I'm still trying to figure out why Rusty Harden created all that news.
That's what I was going to tell you. Yeah, you say you can't figure it out. I feel it's a theory, and that's all it is at this point. Nobody's told me anything, but I think it's a pretty solid theory when you look at what he's done. Because not only did Rusty talk with ESPN and say, yeah, it's not eight criminal accusers, it's 10, which doesn't help the cause. He also said, well, there's a bunch of teams out there that would trade for Deshaun Watson right now if they could. I think he's walking the fine line of trying to defend Deshaun Watson from everything that we know about, while also getting pressure from Deshaun Watson's camp to, man, we got to get this thing moving. He needs out. He's kind of working as an agent, so to speak, and trying to to put some pressure on the Texans to make that trade. I think that's why he spoke.
Well, it puts no pressure on the Texans to make a trade when nobody's making offers, and him saying all these teams are making offers, they're not. But, of course, he's going to defend his client. But by bringing this out, that just creates more negativity. And everybody, oh, my God, Watson's now got 10 complaints with the police. And so it just generated a lot of headlines, talk show fodder around the country, and it just didn't seem necessary to me.
John, would it be fair for me to be critical of the NFL for not having done something at this point? Just they don't have to have their investigation finished. They don't have to decide a suspension. They don't have to, but they could very easily just place Deshaun Watson on the commissioner's exempt list. They have chosen not to do that. Would it be fair to be critical of the NFL for not putting him on the commissioner's exempt list and really taking some of the pressure and some of the issues that the Texans are going to have to deal with him showing up off the plate?
That's a good point, Cody, but we have to realize there's three parts of the exempt list. Number one, have police filed charges? They haven't. But number two gives Roger Goodell a lot of latitude to put anybody on there he wants to, whenever he wants. How long they stay on there is up to him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Teams and the players have nothing to do with it. And what that means, it's a paid leave of absence. Well, he doesn't get paid till the season starts. That's when the big game checks start. Watson will make $10.54 million. He's not making that now. And so maybe he will later. I mean, he still could. A lot of people I see writing and hearing and watching them saying, well, Goodell doesn't think there's enough evidence there to do that. Well, that's not the case. They're investigating 22 accusations, serious, disturbing stuff. And no matter it's been 4 months, that requires a lot of investigation. And
cooperation, too.
Yeah, and I don't think for a second it means they don't have enough to do it. It's just the point is, if he's going to do it, to me it's more likely to be when they get closer to regular season so Watson can get paid. Because if he stays around on the team, and right now he's just one of the guys, had to pass physical, has to pass conditioning test, and do you want him inactive for every game? You'd never play him because he could get hurt, and there goes any trade possibility down the toilet. So I can't wait to talk to Nick Caserio in the morning. He'll be on Sports Radio 610, and he's going to talk to us. Everybody wants to know what Caserio is going to do. And will Watson be on the practice field or stay in the facility and work out on his own?
Now, a couple things I want to get to. You've said a couple of times that there has not been any trade offers for Deshaun Watson. Do you mean any trade offers that they accept? Because I find it very hard to believe that nobody has offered anything for him.
You think people were willing to take on all this? It's unprecedented in NFL history.
I do for this reason, because it's football and people tend to look the other way, and we've seen decades of that, as have you.
Not to this magnitude.
Well, I understand that, but I'm saying we've seen decades of people looking the other way for off-field issues. I mean,
fans, the teams, yes.
Yes, we just have. So it comes down to this second part of this point. Sam Darnold gets injured, heaven forbid. or they get through camp and they see a quarterback that they've banked on that says, you know what, he's not what we thought he was. Or any quarterback gets injured. Does that change the dynamic any?
Well, you use the Panthers as an example. They're right in the middle of the Bible Belt. Would they be more likely?
Okay, just use it as an example.
You're talking about any quarterback.
Just use it as an example.
I think Philadelphia and Denver would be the most likely. People talk about Miami. Miami was interested from the get-go, but it seems they've committed
to
Tua.
Yeah, two is a flop. Two is a flop 2 weeks into camp.
But with all this still being unresolved, I just don't see it. I don't see a team taking on all these issues. But if they made him a good offer, of course they would trade him in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
What you've presented here, John, actually makes it really tough to see how a team does take the risk, because if the NFL has stayed quiet to this point, it would be a really bad situation for Philadelphia or Denver, just to use those two as an example, to trade for Deshaun Watson, have him go through training camp, and then a couple of days before they're set to play game one of their season, the commissioner says, hey, by the way, he's going on the exempt list. That'd be a very precarious position for those franchises to be in, because as we've talked about here for a few moments, the Texans are not saying yes to a lesser offer than what they truly believe they can get for Deshaun Watson. So it'd be a substantial offer, and then those teams could practice with Deshaun Watson all of training camp and then not have him for the season for an undetermined amount of time while we don't know how long this thing takes to get settled.
That's a good point, but he also could be suspended for the season. So you make a deal for him, and oops, he's gone for 8 games or 16 games, and you've given up all this. That's why the uncertainty, the lack of clarity that anybody has on this. I think any team that makes an offer would call Goodell and ask for an update, and I don't know if Goodell would tell him anything. He might, especially if it's an owner that he's close to. But nobody is going to make a trade with this hanging over their head, including a possible suspension.
Yesterday into this morning was the first time I started hearing that nasty C word when it comes to draft picks. Conditional draft picks.
Yeah.
The first time I started really hearing it yesterday and today. If I'm the Texans, I'm not into making some sort of conditional draft pick conversation with any of these teams. Trade me the pick or don't get the quarterback.
Well, I wouldn't have a problem with a conditional pick if it's based on his performance on the field. Not if he's going to be on the field, how many games he's going to play. I would like the Philadelphia trade with Indianapolis for Carson Wentz having to stay healthy for 75% of the plays for the two to be a one, because I think Watson will play great. He's been working out like crazy. He's a great quarterback. We all know it. You know when he plays again, he's going to have a huge chip on his shoulder. Fans in visiting cities are going to give him all kinds of grief. If he goes to Philadelphia and throws an interception, they may give him grief. But the fact is, he is a great quarterback. And if the Texans were to get an offer, I'd say Nick Caserio would have to have, remember, they can trade for 3 years, at least two ones and a couple of twos. And if it's Denver, because the Broncos don't have extra picks, you'd have to go after a couple of their really good young players. But they wanted Watson before. They were ready to make an offer, and then the lawsuits came, and they withdrew. And then there was talk about Aaron Rodgers, who I never thought would be traded. So they're desperate. You know, they've got Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Locke, and Vic Fangio, his job's on the line, and that's not a good look right now.
Even if the criminal charges go away, he's not going to be deposed until February 22nd of 22, and that's before any court case. If the civil cases go to court, doesn't a conditional pick or at least one conditional pick have to be part of a trade if they move after this year?
Well, if the team can get it, sure. Nick Caserio may say, hey, I'll be happy to do that. I don't know that he would, but I haven't seen anything that makes me think they would take a lowball offer for Watson or a team would make them a decent offer right now, because remember, they would have taken a good offer for him going back for months.
Plenty still to get to with the General John McClain, and thanks to our friends at Horn Solutions, the NFL Hall of Famer, Houston Chronicle, and Sports Radio 610 Zone, John McClain. Lots to get to. What will camp look like with Deshaun Watson? Are they going to send him home? Are they going to put him on the field? What will it look like? Lots more to get to with John McClain. He's John Lopez. Thank you. I'm Cody Stutes in for Landry Locker here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.